welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martin. Please be joined by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources training specialist, Ann Reardon. She is out here at Springbrook State Park, and we've got an awesome event coming up here on Saturday. It went so well last year with the inaugural event that she and the rest of the staff decided to bring it back. It's the Family Fun Day coming up on the 11th from 9 a.m. to, well, after 6 p.m. That's when the last event starts, but it's the biggest one. So we'll talk about that and a couple other things. So, Ann, as always, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, James.
Yeah, so first of all, let's go over the schedule of events for the Family Fun Day and maybe what things have changed this year and, as always, talk about that smoker and Dutch oven contest.
Well, we're going to start things off with Crafty Corner, which is something that is hosted by our campground hosts. They do a little thing every weekend, actually, for the kids. They will alternate between a story and a craft, and this weekend is going to be a craft. So young children can go there at 9 o'clock at the gazebo, and they'll make something that they can take home, and then they also have a little snack for them, so that's fun. Then at 10 o'clock, I'm putting in a pollinator program. We just established a pollinator plot right behind the gazebo, and we earlier in the year, we did a fun thing with a trebuchet where we launched some seed balls into the pollinator plot. So we're going to keep following with that. It's going to be one of our go-to things and look at some of the little pollinators that are there. We can see some blooming plants that have been added, so we'll just explore that a little bit. We'll let everybody go back and have their lunch. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll do some kayaking. At 3 o'clock, we're going to do atlatl. And then the showcase event probably is the smoker and Dutch oven cooking contest. It's going to be more towards just being proud of what you can cook and bragging rights of who did the best and who made the most delicious food. So there will be that contest with three categories. One will be a meat dish, one will be a side dish, and the other one will be a dessert. And even if you do not want to enter that contest, feel free to bring some sort of a dish and join in the park-wide potluck. So that includes campers. It includes anybody who wants to come in. Just bring something. You get to taste all of the entries in the contest without having to enter yourself. And then just join everybody for some nice time eating delicious food and enjoying conversation in a beautiful place.
As always, one of the first events I covered when I came here, so it's a lot of fun. Definitely come out to that, and a lot of people have taken notice of this program, and we were talking just before the interview of a story that you had about someone who's actually coming to camp, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, because of her and her family's experience at Family Fun Day. How does it make you feel knowing that you have those people coming back?
I think that's the reason that we do all of this. You know, we want to get people excited about being out here, and it's pretty neat. Their family comes from a ways away, and they came last year, and then they specifically asked me, when will we be doing this again this year? We had so much fun, and they found out that I was going to do a camp the day before. So on Thursday, I'm doing a youth outdoor skills navigation camp for kids between 11 and 15 years old. And so they are coming in day early, in fact, bringing all their kids and going to join us for that camp as well as the whole weekend.
Now, of course, you mentioned that camp. It's the Youth Outdoor Skills and Navigation Camp. Tell us a little bit more just in case somebody doesn't have anything to do tomorrow and they want to have a little fun.
Sure. We will be doing everything from making our own compass with a leaf and a bowl of water to taking a compass, putting it together with a map, and finding our way throughout the park, looking at GPS, creating a GPS course with waypoints that we make, and then hopefully we can take that into the weekend and we can use that course that we're going to make on Thursday on the weekend and show some other people that course and let them experience that too.
A little bit of Survivor meets a little bit of Bear Grylls and a lot of other things. So definitely, if you ever think, hey, I may get stranded in the woods someday, definitely want to take advantage of this course. Of course, Ann on her, and her staff here at Springbrook State Park offer so many great programs here. You started one actually kind of a little bit this summer, and that was the kind of art in the park. You kind of tested it out at one of the earlier events, and you're hoping to maybe bring it back. Kind of tell us if anyone's interested what they need to know.
Sure. Well, earlier in the year, we did a Music in the Park event that was a lot of people from the Western Iowa folk group that meets here in Guthrie. And so that was just a lot of fun. People gathered and played good music. Just it was a basically a jam session. People could play whatever they wanted to play. There were some kids that came from the local school and brought their ukulele and played and sang. And some of the campers came and sang. And people would just stop by and listen or join in with singing. And so I'd like to try to do that again in September. So I'm trying to kind of pull together some people that would be interested. If anybody is interested, it's just a fun time. It's not really a performance as much as it is just get together, play some music, and share that. And I'd like to try to infuse some art into it this time. And that's a good combination, I think.
Yeah, so of course, we'll post the contact information for Anne at the bottom of this interview here on RaccoonValleyRadio.com, just in case you want to reach out to her and say, hey, I'm interested in doing something like that. Of course, what more of a beautiful space to have it in than a state park we got here in Guthrie County. Anne, anything else you want to mention to the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio?
Well, I would just like to say that we've still got a little bit of summer left, and there's absolutely so many fun and beautiful places to come, and this is one of them. So hopefully if anybody does need something to do, or they're just looking for a good way to get a little exercise or enjoy their weekend, and if you're looking to come out when not very many people are here, come out during the week and just have a nice little quiet time in nature. It's a wonderful place to come, and it's a very relaxing and rejuvenating thing to do.
Once again, that's Iowa Department of Natural Resources training specialist Ann Reardon joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Ann, as always, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you very much. My pleasure.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.